Good evening, members of the pack. My last episode was titled, "If You Are a Man, the State, the Government, and Society Do Not Care About You." That episode 1 talked about how all the laws are against men, and how we are just a number on a spreadsheet. Today's topic is somewhat similar. They are both branches from the same tree. Tonight's topic is, Society Hates Us. I feel the same way as most of you. I do not care what society thinks about me. Half the battle is knowing your enemy. Here in the manosphere, when we try to discuss topics, society tries to silence us. The biggest platform, with the most users and most outreach, is YouTube. Every major content creator has had some kind of attack on them. Those include shadow banning, demonetization, bogus channel strikes, just overall trying to hamstring the content creator. They try to slow them down, they try to stop the message from being discussed. It's like YouTube is the giant cat, and we are the small rodents. We have to constantly retreat to our dark holes in the walls. That's the only safe space we have to talk freely, without being censored. If we go back to where the cat is, we have to speak quietly and be careful what we say. Looking back, if you remember the big events centered around who would be the leader in the White Building, the Orange Man had both of his social media accounts shut down. I do not care which side you are politically, when the leader of the free world was silenced and helpless to combat it. I realized how messed up this situation has become. The big corporations like YouTube censor and control what is allowed to be spoken. What this is causing is people are only hearing it from one perspective. They can't stand to hear the other side's perspective. This is known as the cancel culture. I am glad there is alternative platforms to discuss things, but like I mentioned, the mass audience never gets to hear the message. I hope something can be done to fix this problem, but for now, I guess the only solution is talk in the holes in the wall and run out into the big room where the cat patrols and do your best to remain undetected. Certain words we use are code words. One of my favorites is witches. Replace the W with AB. So the biggest question is, why? Why do they try so hard to keep us quiet? I believe it is because we speak the truth. They do not want us to wake up the sheep. Many people could easily be swayed if they know what we know. Those of us who have taken the red capsule were not always that way. Most of us were blue capsuled, it took repetitive trauma to wake us up. I am hoping that eventually, they will not be able to silence all of the content creators. Eventually the cat will be overwhelmed, and the rodents will overpower him in sheer volume. Maybe I am wishful thinking. I have seen a couple content creators reach 500,000 subs, all the way to over 1 million subs. A lot of content creators speak in code so they can keep speaking their message. Even if the giant cat takes them out, they were able to spread the message to some other rodents. I admire the tenacity of some of these creators that got whacked. They got knocked down or deleted, and they came back to fight some more. Each content creator is speaking the red capsule truth. I like to think of this as a ripple effect. It's like throwing a stone into a pond. The more stones, the more ripples. Those ripples spread out, reaching the entire pond. Back to the question, why do they hate us? I think it's because we interfere with their plans. Welfare, child support, alimony, court fees, daycare, teaching jobs, etc. It's all connected. When a man decides to go his own direction, he can no longer be controlled, he is no longer paying into the system. I believe that is the root cause. How did it become this way? Women pushed for equality, they got it, now they want superiority. Some men in the past were spineless, now it's uncontrollable. Now, it's a genocentric society. I think they try to keep us down because they know in an equal fight, we would win. I am talking about a physical fight and also a verbal fight. We have facts, data, statistics. They hate us because we speak the truth. If we were all bogus, telling lies, they would not care about us. They would let us speak freely. But they know the truth we speak is a great threat. Some of you may remember MySpace. That website was the king at the time. When Facebook came along, MySpace crumbled to dust. Alternative platforms are popping up more and more. Eventually, a day will come when the giants fall. When you have one side allowed to speak freely and another side silenced, it's not going to end well. I could just remain silent, I could become a monk who checks out completely. But I am like many others, others like you, we don't want to lay down and give up. So we keep speaking the truth. I do not know what will happen in the future, but as Terence Pop always says, a two-way rifle range could be approaching. Things keep getting worse, it seems. I know we get little wins here and there, hopefully someday things will get better. We know why they hate us, I talked about its effect online. Now let's discuss how it plays out in the real world. I will use some examples that I have seen. I have been in the military 20 years. My entire career I have seen women held to different standards. They get a free pass, they are not held accountable, the men end up picking up the slack. There are some good women in the military, but they are very rare. Most of them do not pull their weight. In my most recent deployment, they had an organization for women. There was no organization for me. At the dinning they had cakes, balloons, posters, celebrating International Women's Day. They did nothing for International Men's Day. I am glad I am red capsuled, but once I woke up, there was no going back. I now see the double standards, and it makes me sick. Have you ever seen women who were promoted over you, simply because they were a woman? The rank insignia in the Air Force is horizontal stripes. We have a running joke that the vertical stripe trumps all. That vertical stripe is located below a female's waist. On that deployment, most of the base was still in tents. They started to bring in hardened shelters. They were pre-made and just needed assembled and electrical wiring with AC work. As you can guess, they moved the women into the new fancy buildings first. I was content to remain in my tent. I didn't want to be near the women. The salt in the wound was when they gave the women a second bathroom. The base population was 83% male and 17% female. But now the restrooms were shared, two each for the women and two each for the men. This resulted in a line. I literally had to stand in line to brush my teeth. Meanwhile, the women never had any wait time. I just grew tired of the women always getting treated like royalty and the men treated like dogs. I remember Terence Pop saying, "If you are in the military, near retirement, get your pension and get the fuck out." Those words have echoed for almost a year. I am almost free. The military is not what it was once. It's being taken over by people pushing woke agenda. That's a whole other topic. If you are a man, you are a target. But if you are a red capsuled man or MGTOW man, you have a target on you that has lights and whistles. We keep seeing it more and more. The MILSO movement was a really big deal, so many men were falsely accused and lost their life. They are behind bars and may never see the light of day again. The witches had no remorse for lying. They ruined many innocent men's life. Because they hate men. They hate men like you and me. That's fine, they can F off. Stop helping women, stop going out of your way for them, stop simping, stop paying for OnlyFans, stop liking, commenting, and kissing their ass. I wanted to say welcome to the new subscribers. I appreciate your support. If you have any topics or want advice or have something to share, you can contact me at the email address listed in the description below. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a
I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a